Good morning, good people. It is 14th December 2020. We celebrate the memorial of Saint John of the Cross, priest and doctor of the church. The readings are from Numbers chapter 24, verses 2 to 7 and 15 to 17, and the gospel from Matthew chapter 21, verses 23 to 27. Do we see the hand of God and hear the voice of God in our lives? God is truth. Truth cannot be hidden or suppressed. Balaam was asked by Balak, the king of Moab, to place a curse on the people of Israel as they were returning from the exile and encamped. Even though he was not a believer in a strict sense, yet he became the instrument of God's plan. The author of the book of Numbers keeps four oracles in the mouth of Balaam. Two of them we read today. The donkey he traveled refused to go in front as Balaam intended to curse the people of Israel, and the way was blocked by the angel of the Lord. Eventually, the donkey spoke that opened the eyes of Balaam. The first reading is the narration of his prophecy. Instead of cursing Israel, he ended up blessing them and prophesying against the king who asked him to curse Israel. Balaam saw a mighty leadership that will rule over all the kingdom, pointing towards the future, a star from Jacob, that is King David, and more specifically, the messianic rule of Jesus over all the enemies of the Lord. I see him, but not now. I behold him, but not near. A star shall come out of Jacob, and a scepter shall rise out of Israel. Numbers chapter 24, verse 17. The Magi followed the star and reached the manger and found the child Jesus in the arms of Mary. If we follow the star, we too have a future filled with God's blessings. The chief priests and elders did not want to believe the voice of God through Jesus, who speaks in an unexpected means and mediums in the gospel. Unless we are open and ready to receive, we can be misled. Jesus himself endowed with authority, and he does not need get this authority from anyone else. Jesus reveals to us God's will because he is the truth. The authority of Jesus is not through controlling people, but through service, humility, and sacrifice. We need to see and follow Jesus, the star of hope and salvation, during the Advent and beyond. May God help us to follow him. Have a lovely day. God bless you.